Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today. Now, here is Dr. J. Otis Yoder with Hope for Today.
Well, for centuries men have pondered the universe. Centuries ago, the Lord called Abraham out under the open sky and said to him, "Look now toward heaven, and tell the stars if thou art able to number them." And he said, "So shall thy seed be." And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. Now it is thought that Abraham might have been able to see 2,000 stars with the naked eye in the Middle East in a clear night. We know now that there are multitudes more than 2,000. We ponder, who is God? What has he done? How valuable is all the accumulation of knowledge for life? How does it all add up? Well, the Apostle Paul, in the midst of the Greek-Roman philosophies, has a strong word for the 20th century man. Let us hear him in 1 Corinthians 3, 18-23. Have your Bible open and ready, and follow me as I read the Holy Scripture. That's 1 Corinthians 3, 18-23. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, "He taketh the wise in their own craftiness." And again, "The Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. Whether Paul, or Apollos, or Cephas, or the world, or life, or death, or things present, or things to come, all are yours, and ye are Christ's, and Christ is God's." The apostle discusses several basic ideas as he developed the Christian worldview. That's what I want to talk to you about, the Christian worldview. I will be looking at several ideas that the apostle discusses. The first idea is the craftiness of personal deception. He gives us a warning. Let no man deceive himself. That is easily done because when one is deceiving himself, he doesn't know it. He is not aware of what is happening. He thinks he's on the right road when he's on the wrong road. It is most subtle. A man's opinion says, "I am wise. Look what I have accomplished." A know-it-all is left high and dry. I am talking about the craftiness of personal deception. This is especially true in religious matters. I've met persons, talk to them about their need of Christ, and they respond and say, "I have my way." That is personal deception. Now hear what another has to say about this. We must divest ourselves of our fancied wisdom and become fools in our own eyes in order to be spiritually wise. This is a general law. Pride or self-conceit in regard to any branch of knowledge or art is an effectual bar to progress. How often are anxious souls kept back from entering into peace because they will not renounce their own ideas of the way of salvation? Only when they submit entirely to God's way, as little children, do they enter the kingdom. End of quote. So the first idea the apostle discusses is the craftiness of personal deception. The second idea is the choice of personal inception. What is the starting point? The starting point, according to the Apostle Paul, is renunciation of personal wisdom. He says, "The wisdom of this world is foolishness with God." That is the needed evaluation. Evaluate the wisdom of this world and see how it is in total conflict with the wisdom of God. quite useless. Now we need to understand that the common things of life we need to know. Yes, but the Apostle Paul is talking about the philosophical ideas, the ideas that underlay the whole concept of wisdom in this world. Divest yourself of worldly wisdom that takes no account of God. It is, as I said before, a dead-end street. The wisdom of this world argues in circles, as I mentioned last week, I believe. It never comes out of its own maze. God seizes the wise in their own reasonings. Paul explains this in Romans 1. I want you to listen carefully as I read Romans 1:18-21. The Apostle Paul describes that well. Listen to what he says. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. That's Romans 1:18-21. What a picture. As the Apostle Paul said in my text, the Lord knoweth the reasonings of the wise. He taketh the wise in their own craftiness. The Lord knows their reasonings, the dialogues of the wise. Their dialogues lead to no satisfactory conclusion. The dialogue is when people just talk it over, talk it over, talk it over. Where one starts, his personal inception will determine where he ends. Again, hear what another says. The speculations of men regarding God and our relation to him, however much of truth they contain, are yet on the whole vain, inasmuch as they fail to reach an adequate knowledge of him. Those who have worked the longest at the great problems of life are the readiest to confess this. One after another of the world's wise men have wrestled with them and passed them down to their successors unsolved. Or look at the schemes of men for the regeneration of the world. Education, aesthetic culture, the teaching of morality, social communism, religion made easy, all have been tried and found wanting. None of them can redeem mankind from sin and restore them to their lost dignity. And in nothing do men seem so foolish as just in those things in which they think themselves wise. They are caught in their own net. Their schemes of salvation work their ruin. End of quote. So, start with the wisdom of God. Remember, the second idea is choice of personal inception. The third idea is the consolation of personal perception. Here now, the Apostle gives us a whole new realization. Do not glory in men. Glory in God. Glorying in men leads to a dead-end street. The dead-end street I was talking about. All things are yours. What a tremendous perception. What a tremendous concept. No longer do we need to dabble around with the wisdom of men. We now have access to the wisdom of God. All things are yours. That will erase the party spirit. Paul, Apollos, Cephas are mere men. Shift from them to God is the Apostle Paul's emphasis. That is the consolation we have. All things are yours. The world, life and death, things present, things to come. All are yours. What a tremendous concept. What a tremendous perception. Paul's worldview takes in all, confined in Christ and God. That is a great release. Relish this fact, my friend. If you are a Christian, you have been released from the foolishness of men and ushered into the wisdom of God. Man's rightful place in God's good world was lost in the Garden of Eden when Eve listened to the serpent. Mankind was to have a more direct and intimate role in the control of the world and the subduing of it. But that was lost in the Garden of Eden when Eve listened to the serpent. Now, by Jesus, it was regained in the Garden of Gethsemane when he said, "Not my will, but thine be done." He was the perfect man who lived the perfect life. So then our position has been regained in him. We experience it in a spiritual way now. Eventually, we will experience it in a real way. Praise the Lord. With this new perception comes great consolation. All is ours because we belong to Christ. Paul developed the Christian worldview by showing us these advancing ideas. The craftiness of personal deception. The choice of personal inception. The consolation of personal perception. Put God in his rightful place, and you will experience a great release, and you will marvel that all things are yours. Now join me as I pray. O God, thou who dost encompass all, we rejoice to know that we have a relationship with thee. We need not depend on the wisdom of this world, because it is foolishness anyway. We can come in simple faith as children, and we can understand what the men of the world puzzle over. Lord, I thank thee and praise thee and bless thee that all things are ours, because we belong to Jesus and he belongs to thee. I thank thee in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Dr. Yoder, for reminding us that the Christian worldview is based on the truth that there is only one way to know God. And he has shown us that way. That way to know God is through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. When we accept that truth, we become part of God's family and heirs with Jesus Christ. Praise God. My friend, if you're relying on your own wisdom to find a way to God, I tell you, lovingly but firmly, you will not find him. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me." So let me urge you to submit to God's wisdom and receive Jesus as your own personal Savior. To help you understand what this means, we have a little booklet we'd like to send to you. It's called The Choice Is Yours. Just write and ask for it. Again, it's called The Choice Is Yours. Our mailing address is Hope for Today, Post Office Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or you can go to our website at www.heraldsofhope.org and send your request by the email link provided there. Remember, the booklet is called The Choice Is Yours. Once again, that mailing address is Hope for Today, Post Office Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And the web address is www.heraldsofhope.org. Now you be sure to join us next week, friend, as we continue our Bible study titled The Rule of Accountability. Until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.